It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
In this, the 26th episode of our series Reclaiming Forgiveness, we come to five habits of highly forgiving people. Now remember that forgiveness is at or near the heart of God. As such, it's difficult to name a subject more important to the life of Christians. And yet, it's troubling to see how poorly followers of Jesus actually understand and practice forgiveness. As a synopsis for this series, here are five habits of highly forgiving people. The first habit is relational. Highly forgiving people value relationships. God, by His nature, is relational. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He created us as relational creatures. As the process for rebuilding broken or damaged relationships, forgiveness is relational. It's not about me, it's about us. Forgiveness is consistent with the nature and desires of God and the creational design of our humanity. One of the earlier podcasts focused on the value of relationships for forgiving people. It's called Forgiveness Illustrated, and you might want to listen to it. The second habit is discernment. Discernment or wisdom is practiced by highly forgiving people in at least three ways. First, discernment is needed to determine whether there has been a relational breaking point. Such a breaking point is not any slight, I may imagine, or an accidental bumping on a crowded bus, or a dislike of a personal mannerism. These are all matters that call for grace, mercy, patience, and love. They do not, as such, require forgiveness. Perceptions and accidents can be identified and escalation avoided by simply asking questions such as, "What did you mean by that?" A relational breaking point is usually intentional and significant, and it's something that we have to determine has happened. The second is discernment is required to deal with an offending person. How should you respond? Should you overlook the offense? Should you correct the offender, and if so, how? The book of Proverbs has a wealth of wisdom for responding appropriately. Here are just three. Proverbs 19, verse 11, it is a person's glory to overlook an offense. 26:4, do not answer a fool according to his folly. And then there's 26:5, answer a fool according to his folly. Both take discernment. Third, discernment is essential to moving forward in the process of forgiveness. You may want to listen again to three podcasts that provide insights into the habit of discernment in the context of forgiveness. One is 6 relational breaking points, another, 2 responses to a forgiving dilemma, and the other is the map of forgiveness. Now here's the third habit. It's love. Love is the third practice of highly forgiving people. It's indispensable. It's a key to forgiveness. Here are 3 elements to build into your understanding and practice of love. First, don't confuse love and forgiveness. Do not confuse love and forgiveness. Love is to be practiced unilaterally and unconditionally as a follower of Jesus. It's not subject to the other person responding, recognizing, or even valuing your love toward him or her, such is the love of God. On the other hand, forgiveness is bilateral. It involves 2 parties, and it's conditional. The rebuilding of relationship cannot happen without both parties dealing with what is broken or damaged. Second, love is therapeutic. A person can be injured, abused, and alienated by the action of another. Even when forgiveness does not take place, the love of God for that injured person, the love of that person for the offender, can have the healing properties necessary for the injured person. Of course, this love of God is only really effective when manifest by the Spirit of Christ. And third, love is to be the governing posture toward the offender by the offended. As Jesus taught, we love our enemies by praying for them, that's our attitude, speaking well of them, that's our words, and doing good for them, that's our actions. We read about that in Luke 6, verses 27 and onwards. Love is the invitation extended for the offender to enter the process of forgiveness. Now, here are three podcasts on this habit of love that you may want to listen to. First is Confusing Love and Forgiveness. Second, The Therapy of Love. And third, Love is Active. The fourth habit of highly forgiving people is repentance. This is perhaps the most surprising of the habits. Repentance is about change. Change in our minds, emotions, and wills, and all that flows from that change. I'm encouraged by the words of Christine Smith in Repentance, Hope for the World. She writes, "Repentance allows the whole of creation to have another chance. The act of true repentance holds out the possibility, maybe even the promise, that individuals and whole communities can be renewed, can mend what we have broken, can find what appear to be completely lost, can build a bridge to that which seems permanently severed, can re-member, remember, and restore the dismembered garment of shared life." Glenn Stassen says that Christian life is a life of repentance, a life of change, a life of growth. For the offenders, we invite change. They need to change, to repent of what broke the relationships. The offended person also needs repentance. In this view, repentance is not a nasty, negative concept to be buried out of sight and out of mind. It's a life-giving gift of change for renewal, growth, and promise that you need to embrace in all of life. Repentance is your acknowledgement that you have more to learn, more to grow, more to be. It is opposed to a life of self-satisfaction, self-justification, and self-centeredness. And here are two earlier podcasts on repentance that you will find helpful. R is for change, and the other is Four Dynamics of Repentance. Now here's the last habit. Last but certainly not least, the fifth habit of highly forgiving people is reconciliation. With this, we have circled back to the first habit, which is relational. Relational is the habit that values relationship. Reconciliation is the habit that reactivates or reclaims relationship. Highly forgiving people have the habit of never losing sight of the desired goal of the process of forgiveness. Reconciliation, rebuilding the broken relationship. Reconciliation is the change of relationship from estrangement, even hostility, to harmony and peace between two parties. And here are two recent podcasts where this habit is explored, Destination of Forgiveness and Why Reconciliation is Important to You. This concludes the series, Reclaiming Forgiveness. Feel free to write me with your comments or questions at jmacdonald@outreach.ca or through my website at johnbmacdonald.com. For those who joined us partway through, or want to go through the series again, the first podcast in this series for the program Living Theology is Reclaiming Forgiveness. I trust that this series has been a blessing for you.
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.